From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. European Union leaders are meeting Friday with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu to present a draft deal to the transfer of tens of thousands of migrants from the EU to Turkey.
For us, for Turkey, the refugee issue is not an issue of bargaining, but an issue of value, all humanitarian values as well as European values. Turkey has received 2.7 million refugees without any significant assistance from anywhere.
That's Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu.
I hope we will be achieving our goal to help all the refugees as well as to deepen Turkish-EU relations, which is a good news for our continent and for the humanity altogether.
In a deal met with criticism by human rights advocates, the EU is expected to promise Turkey limited visa-free travel and an accelerated path to EU membership. Some human rights groups criticized the plan, saying they would use people looking for refuge from war, poverty, and terrorism as political pawns. Unknown attackers fired rockets at a natural gas plant in southern Algeria on Friday. As of yet, there are no reports of casualties. In January 2013, Islamist militants attacked a gas plant in eastern Algeria. About 40 workers were killed during that attack. A U.S. military spokesman is dismissing Taliban claims that they shot down a NATO aircraft. The spokesman said that a helicopter made a hard landing in southern Afghanistan Friday. All personnel on board were recovered with no casualties. He later added that the incident is under investigation. The incident happened in the Helmand province. You're listening to VOA. Three policemen have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger, near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. Niger's Ministry of Defense made the statement on public television Thursday. In an earlier attack, three members of Niger's defense forces were wounded and five suicide bombers killed in an ambush in the Diffa region that authorities have blamed on Boko Haram. These attacks come just before Niger voters go to the polls on Sunday for a presidential runoff vote. Saudi Arabia says it's ending major combat operations in Yemen 1 year after launching an Arab coalition of airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. A Saudi military spokesman told the Associated Press the coalition will continue providing air support to Yemeni forces and help them build an army. The fighting in Yemen has killed thousands, including 119 deaths during an airstrike on a market northwest of Sana'a earlier this week. The UN says the vast majority of Yemeni civilians are in dire need of food and medical help. U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Cuba on Sunday for a historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after they broke off ties. The important trip, however, is not without controversy. White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, The White House.
North Korea has fired another ballistic missile on Friday, days after the U.S. imposed new sanctions. South Korea's defense ministry denounced the missile launch, saying Pyongyang's actions threaten the peace and safety of the Korean Peninsula and that the South's military is ready for any provocations from the North that threaten the security of the Republic of Korea. Military tensions have been soaring on the divided peninsula since the North carried out its fourth nuclear test on January 6th. Former Pakistani military ruler Pervez Musharraf is heading to Dubai for medical treatment after the government temporarily suspended his 3-year ban on leaving the country.
That's the latest world news from VOA.